My name is Malene Choi Jensen, and I am Danish, Korean-born, adopted to Denmark when I was 11 months old. I'm Copenhagen-based. I'm a filmmaker. I've studied architecture before I went to film school, and now I'm both doing documentaries and fiction films.
So this movie, The Return, is a story of people who were adopted from Korea as babies to Europeans and Americans, and who went back to Korea as young adults to find their birth parents. Do a lot of these adoptees go back to do that search?
I think there, out of 250,000 children that went abroad, I think it's only like a small percentage, 5% or something, that actually returns.
This is called docufiction. What does that mean in terms of this movie?
Docufiction means that it's a hybrid film, so it's neither a fiction film or a documentary, because we use both methods. So there's both real scenes in the film, but there's also actors in the film. So some of the film is scripted and other scenes are improvised.
For instance, Carolyn and Tomas. They are actually Carolyn and Tomas, and they're actually adoptees that have returned, so they're real. But then, let's say Tomas's mother, is she an actress or is she really his mother?
Thomas' mother, she's a Korean actress, and she needed a scene with dialogue, so I had to write her dialogue. So it's actually a scripted scene. And Thomas and Caroline, Thomas is a well-known actor in Denmark, so I casted him. But in real life, it's his first trip back to Korea. So what is real and what is fiction, like, blends the whole time. And also I wanted to have a play with it, that you never know what is real and what is not, what is made up. Mm-hmm. Because as an adoptee yourself, a lot of my identity is made up by others, so I kind of don't know what to believe in myself.
Why were so many Korean children adopted by Europeans and Americans? Why weren't they adopted by Koreans? Is it a question of culture, or is it a question of money coming in because the children were going out?
It's both. At the time when transnational adoption boomed in South Korea in the 70s and 80s, they needed money to build up their country and U.S. currency, foreign currency. But it's also a matter of unwed single mothers. They're stigmatized in the Korean society, culture. So if people find out that they're pregnant, then they will get sacked and their parents will cut them off. And the father is mostly quite unsupportive. And there's not like a welfare system to back them up. And I think a lot of them were also quite young when they got pregnant. So it's both because of a sex culture where women's rights are not so good, but also because the Korean government at that time were in need of foreign currencies to build the country up.
So in a sense, it created an export out of a situation.
Yes.
This is your first time in Brussels. What's your impressions?
I mean, I simply love the city. It's like coming back to civilization. I've just been in Edinburgh, and I thought that I was just on the outskirts of the world. I feel like I'm a Dane, but also an European and a world citizen. So it's just so nice to be here in the heart of Europe.
Well, you know, there are about 210 countries in the world, and there are 184 of them with people living in Brussels.
Oh my God, that's maybe why I like the city so much, because it's a multicultural city, and you can sense this as soon as you come to the city. There's like an atmosphere that it's, you're entering the world.